Hello, everybody. Welcome to Christ with Coffee on Ice. I am your host, Allie Yost. I am so grateful that you guys are here on another Friday. Happy Friday, guys. I don't know what episode this is, to be honest, because current time, Allie, we are bulk recording for season 3. So I don't know what order we're going to be doing this in, but I know we're in season 3. So happy season 3, everybody. If you're physically watching, you can see that I am not alone on my couch right now. I have bestie Ashley Hetherington, who's back, everyone. She's already been on the pod, but she's back.
Hi, guys. I'm so glad to be back with y'all. I just love this girl. I love you guys. Like, I just love you guys. I feel like we're all just in the same room together.
No, right, really. Now. I'm so excited. Dude, we've had this specific topic so heavy on our heart, and it's kind of, I don't want to say scary, but it's a little bit scary for us, to be honest, because it's giving, like, no one's talking about this. And to be honest, I really feel like we've just been trying to put our feet back in the shoes of BC versions of us, like the versions of us who hadn't found Christ or didn't understand why modesty is important or why, you know, staying pure before marriage is important. And I wish that people spoke into me before I made all those decisions. You know, like, I really wish that I had a big sister in Christ or somebody who could have just given me the wisdom before making all of those decisions. And so both Ashley and I feel so led to talk about this topic because we wish somebody had told us sooner about these things. And so I know I speak for both of us, but it's also been so heavy on our hearts to go into this with such a heart posture of love. Like, we really truly hope and we have been praying that every listener right now feels the heart of God. Like, that this is truly coming from a place of so much love and protection. Like, he literally just wants to protect his daughters. And so he's using us as vessels right now to just spread that wisdom, knowledge, and also, like, we're gonna share some stories of things that we've done, decisions we've made, and we can confidently say that it was not good for us. It was not fruitful, you know? And so we really just pray that all hearts are softened now and that we are not coming at y'all with any judgment or
pointing fingers.
No, because we walked it and we lived it, you know? And so talking about these
and
things,
and we still struggle sometimes.
Yeah, because we're human, right? So we want y'all to know that. Like, can we just be like sisters right now? Like, it's giving big sister energy where we just really want to love and help guide our sisters in Christ and help educate y'all as to why these things are so important. They're so important, you know? Mm-hmm. Ash, did I miss anything with that? How do you feel? Is there anything you want to add?
You opened so well.
Yeah. It also doesn't have to be that serious. I feel like I'm, like, hyping it up like it's going
to
be that serious.
It's about to be, like, a literal deal chat. It might get a little juicy. Like,
it might get a little juicy, honestly, because we will be sharing from our own mistakes.
And we will be as real as possible. Because one thing I will say is I feel like a lot of people, when I was, like, you know, going through my lukewarm era, I did not hear other, like, influencers or whatever talk about modesty or talk about sex before marriage or talk about, like, how to go about any of that. So because I wasn't listening, and also the people that would talk about it, like, they saved themselves for marriage. So I low-key was like, you don't understand. But I think, like, our goal with this is to share from our own experience. I literally see, like, there's a pot that's burning and your hand's about to go to the pot to literally, your hand's about to get hurt. And my hand just got burnt. And I'm not about to have you go touch that and get burnt.
Right.
Because I love you.
That's love.
That's love.
What we're doing is we are truly trying to act out in a service of love. And the thing is, like, y'all don't have to receive this. Like, you don't. That is what God gives us, where we have free will and we can make our own decisions. And so if we stand here and we tell you guys from our experiences and we try to warn you about these things and we just speak from our literal experiences and you don't want to receive it, everyone has that choice, right? But we pray you do. We really pray that you do.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, right? So where the heck do we even start? Well, I'll just say that before I really leaned in and found Jesus, I was dressing for the world.
Yeah.
And I feel like the biggest lie that I was telling myself, that the world was telling me, and then I was telling myself, was like, well, I'm not dressing for men, like, I'm dressing for myself. Like, if I want to show a bunch of skin, it's for me. Like, I want to be able to wear whatever I want. And we know the whole movement of, like, I'm not asking for it if I wear this, which let me be so careful with this verbiage right now, because I am not saying that any woman deserves to be assaulted, violated by a yes. man based on what she's wearing. I am not saying that, but I think what I wasn't coming to acceptance with was that I was just going to attract the wrong men because of how much skin I was showing. That was just the truth that I was not willing to accept. And I was telling myself that I wanted to show my skin like that because I wanted to for myself. But the real root of it that I was in denial about was I was loving the attention and the way that I would turn heads from men, not just women. Like, it was actually about the men. I needed that validation, and I needed to feel sexy. I needed to feel hot. I needed to feel desirable. And so I was using that with my body. And I also would tell myself these stupid lies too, where I'd be like, well, I better flaunt it now while I'm young because these are going to get saggy and this is going to be that way. Yeah. And it's awful. But that was literally what I was telling myself. And I was seeking so much value in my image, in the way that I looked on the outside, because I didn't feel confident on the inside. Like, I walked this walk and I dressed for the world and I showed all of the skin. Like, I'm allowed to say this because this is literally, this was my story. This is actually the truth of what I lived out. That's why I was dressing like that. I was dressing like that because I needed validation, and I wasn't getting it for Jesus. I definitely wasn't getting it from my God, because I didn't let him in. I wanted to live for myself. So the only other place I could get it was from the world and from men. But I was in denial about it. I legitimately was lying to myself about it. I was like, no, I just want to feel sexy for me. Or I dress for the girls. And it's sister, let's be so for real right now. You want to feel validated, because if not, you don't feel worthy. And that's really sad. That makes me sad. That I felt like I needed to show off my body to feel worthy, to feel accepted, to feel relevant. How about the fact that we also do it because we want to feel relevant. We want to dress really cute, all the other girls.
What's trending.
Yeah.
On every website right now, every major fashion website. It's legit, half naked. Legit. Yeah. That's what's trending. Crop tops, all this stuff. It's we want to be cute.
Yeah.
And it's in this, innocent, I just want to be cute, but, underlying this, I know for me and for you, we've had other intentions.
Yeah.
That we just, we're like, but, no, it's there.
Yeah. And it's just, the only reason I know that now is because I'm, on the other side of it, and I know what it feels like to actually feel so confident from the inside and, radiate confidence, but I literally get it from the Lord. And so I don't feel like I need to dress in a way to have people accept me, you know? And so when we talk about you got, we don't want y'all to feel any sense of regret. It's the Lord, you're made new in the Lord, and you shouldn't ever feel embarrassed for your past. But bro, but it's still there. And if I could choose, I wish that I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, I wish that I didn't show off my body like that. I wish I didn't dress like that, mm-hmm. you know, and especially because I had such a presence online before I found Jesus, it was really on there, you know?
Yeah. Especially going out scene, you could literally wear whatever, and it's culturally normal.
That's
what that, I would have my going out clothes, and then I have my normal clothes. So Ash,
what would your going out clothes look like?
Oh my gosh, fam. And it's so funny. Allie and I, we saw this TikTok the other day, and we were like, that is literally so real. Because basically, this girl's clearing her closet.
No, that was
and nuts. That was me, because I literally found Jesus. But I was lukewarm for so long. But the moment that I was like, I'm actually going all in, I had to go through this whole bin of my college going out stuff. And I was like, I cannot wear. They were all crop tops, really short shorts, very short shorts.
Yeah.
And it was getting oh, I wanted to be cute. I wanted to fit in, whatever. I wanted to be trendy. But underlyingly, I wanted attention.
Yeah.
And exactly what Allie said, it felt really good. And I started doing this in high school. I started doing this when I was 16. As soon as I got boobs, I'm saying that word, boobs. You can cut it out if you want. But as soon as I started developing, I was getting attention, and I wasn't getting attention before. And I know who I'm speaking to. I'm speaking to someone right now who you did not get attention all middle school, whatever. The moment you got into high school, you are developing, and then you use that to get attention because you didn't get attention before. And what's crazy is it works.
Yeah.
Is it works. The guys that didn't look at you before, they look at you now because you are wearing really tight clothes in your classes. I know I'm speaking to someone right now, and it is because you are so loved by the Lord that I just need to tell you that literally, you guys, the attention that I got, I got attention, It was the wrong attention.
Come on.
For years, you guys, I was disrespected.
Yep.
Disrespected.
Yep.
And like, it's quick fix. It's like, yeah, you want to get attention, great, but you're getting wrong attention.
Yeah.
They're literally trying to use you.
Right.
Facts. I don't know if any big sis is telling you this. It's not the right attention.
Yeah.
You deserve to be loved by a man of God who's going to commit to you. And if you're going to have sex with him, like, let's just go there. That's got to be your husband, my girl.
Yeah.
Because that's what you deserve. Like, yep. Allie and I'm not going to even speak for Allie. I'll let you speak for yourself out. But for me, I let myself get taken advantage of. And, like, that, like, in the moment of feeling loved, like, feeling seen, maybe I'm out at a bar and, like, I look, like, I'm feeling seen in that moment, right? And it feels good. But then you wake up the next day, you feel horrible about yourself.
Yeah.
I felt horrible.
Yeah.
You do that enough, you're like, nah, this is not my portion. This is not God's portion for my life. And I was walking with Jesus.
Yeah.
I had a relationship with God and I was doing this stuff. But we, as women of God, are meant to be married with a ring on it for the stuff that we're, for what we show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our bodies were meant to be seen by one man.
Yeah.
One man, like, is worth that.
Yeah.
You're worth that. But too many of us, like Allie and I were saying, it's like, man, I'd rather get not a lot of attention. Like, let's just be real.
If you're going to dress more modest, you just aren't going to get as much attention.
You just don't get looked at that much. Okay. I'd rather not get attention from a lot of guys for a long time, but have one guy look at me and go, that girl, she's a wife. Like,
yeah.
That's a wifey.
Yeah.
Then have so much attention and so many guys flooding my DMs, but not a single one of them respect me.
Yeah.
And not a single one of them look at me as a wifey. Like, they're looking at me as a piece of meat.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking this because y'all know what I'm talking about.
We've felt it too.
Like, we're all in 2024, we're going to talk like, this is legit. You want big sis? This is big sis.
And also, having sex with him is not going to make him like you anymore.
Can you say that louder?
Okay, because I've felt that so many times. I've dressed that way. I've got the guy. We did the thing. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, he's going to be obsessed with me now. And then I never hear from him. Or it's honestly giving mid. It's getting, where's the passion? Where's the love? Where's the pursuing?
It's horrible.
It's awful. Like, it's so backwards. And I would think that. I would think that if I gave my body to him. And honestly, like, we can even talk about soul ties. Like, the thing is, this isn't, like, before I found Jesus, I just thought that the Christians who decided to wait for marriage and decided to dress more modest and not show off their skin, it was a personal decision. Like, I was like, okay, so they just, like, decide to do that. Like, that's fine. Like, I love Jesus, too. Like, oh, I love God, too, but I just don't want to do that. It was also just, like, a lack of wisdom that it's actual protection from God.
Mm-hmm.
It is actual protection from God. Mm-hmm. He does not want your soul, like a piece of you, to get intertwined with a person that is not supposed to literally live life with you.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't care if you are so convinced that the man that you have been dating for 3 or 4 years, and yes, you guys have been intimate, you probably even live in a house together. Like, sister, that's great, but that's marriage, honey. That's marriage.
You've been practicing marriage.
And I can say that because I did live with a man. I dated a guy for 3 years. I lived with him for like a full year. I was a full-on wife with no ring on my finger. And he was not committed to me. He was not fully committed to me. He was off cheating on me. Like, I was so loyal, and I was being a literal wife to a man who was not my husband. And do you want to know why I wanted that? Like, why I was living that? Is because that's what I was created for, though. But I didn't have it right. Like, I wanted to be a wife, and I wanted that. But it's just like, I didn't know. Like, that's what I was created for. But I was doing it all wrong. And I was letting these men in my life. Like, let's also just talk about having worth, sister. Like, protect your heart, protect yourself. But also, you deserve better than that. Like, you deserve a man to actually freaking pursue you and love your heart first. He looks at you and he says, she is beautiful. She loves the Lord. That woman is going to be a freaking mom, and I want her to literally be the mother to my
kids. Yes.
And it's not even just a man who says that, but like, he acts it out and he pursues you. Because
yeah.
It's like, the thing is like, with these relationships that you're in, if they're not centered in Jesus, and you've been dating this guy for like 8 years, and you're not married, but you live together and you're doing all the things. It's like when a man is like ready to pursue you, you don't have to wait 8 years to like have that. Like, it's like you're letting him have all of it without the actual...
Without actually paying for it.
Without it's paying free. For it. It's you're free, giving it to bro. Him
for free.
You're giving him a wife for free.
Yeah, he ain't gonna do nothing. He doesn't have to do anything
and
to earn it.
And that makes me sad. That makes me sad. Yeah. That makes me sad for a version of myself that thought, well, maybe if I'm good and like, maybe if I just keep doing this, he'll want to do... No, the relationship crashed and burned. We were not equally yoked. Like, I needed to know Christ deeply. But it just... I've done it. So I can speak on that because it's just like, that's just not the way that God has created us to be.
I think that's super powerful, Al. Again, this whole conversation, we want to speak from our own experience. I am so proud of you for sharing that because so many Christians are like, don't live together. But like, they've never done it. The fact okay, that you've actually about... done it and yeah. you're able to say, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Like,
I will never so live powerful. With a man again unless he is my actual husband. We are yeah. married. And I'm saying that because I've been burned. I did it. And it sucked. It wasn't what I wanted. And honestly, what I've wanted all along that I didn't realize I needed a Christ-centered marriage and relationship. Like, everything I was yearning for, everything that I wanted when it came to loyalty, a companion, somebody to rely on, somebody who would fully pursue me, somebody who made me feel seen, somebody who appreciated me when I would cook and clean and do all these things. Like, it was because I wasn't going to get that outside of a Christian relationship and marriage. Like, the men that I was dating did not know Jesus. But honestly, I didn't know Jesus. But isn't that crazy how, like, the things that we crave, it's like we're wired to know Jesus and to be centered in him. And that even comes down to our literal freaking marriage. Like, the things that you desire in a marriage, I'm sorry, you're not going to get it unless Christ is centered at both of y'all's hearts. And having Jesus fully centered at your heart means modesty. It means waiting for marriage. It means obeying the word. And it means trusting him when he says, don't do this because it's going to hurt you. Like, he says it, he says, don't do this because it's going to hurt you. It's not because he wants to be this big, almighty, egotistical God that just wants to control us like puppets. It's because he loves us so much. He does not want to see his children and his daughters, specifically, because that's who we're talking to right now. He does not want to see his daughters go through that pain, mm-hmm. period. And so if we can sit here and speak from versions of ourselves that have felt that pain to try to prevent more of God's children to feel it, God, I pray that that's what he's doing right now. What was meant for evil, he is turning for good. And we are going to be able to speak into these girls and tell them, please don't do what we did.
Yeah.
Because it was a mistake. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are you feeling, Ash? How do you feel?
I think often we look at the dudes and we're like, well, there's just no men of God. All these guys need to work on it. Okay.
Such
okay.
a lie.
Okay. Okay. My girl, I'm only saying this because I needed to hear it. It starts with us.
Yep. Oh, come on.
It starts with us.
Okay.
We want a good man pursuing us. What are we wearing?
Be a good woman.
What are we texting? Are we entertaining things that we shouldn't be entertaining?
Oh, my gosh.
It starts with us.
Oh, my gosh.
It starts with us.
Yeah.
It starts with you, boo. It starts with me.
That's really like, convicting. That was convicting for me on my journey.
Too often we blame and we don't look inward. It's like if you keep having the same guy come into your DMs, the same situation happen like I was, we have to look inward and we have to go, what is going on?
What am I doing?
What am I posting? What am I projecting? What insecurity in me needs to be fed by this type of man that I am just continually allowing the enemy to have a foothold in my life? And here's the thing, it's going to take sacrifice. Guess what? If you choose to go the modest but fashionable route, let me just say there's some fashionable modest clothing, but if you choose that route, you're not going to get as much attention. You have to surrender that. You got to sacrifice that need to get validated by a man every 2 seconds, right? The things you're posting, you're not going to post bikini pics. Okay, man, you're not going to get all those DMs from guys. I'm sorry. We're going to have to let that go. But
what's more important?
You're gaining, maybe you don't get that, but maybe you're blessed with an amazing man of God who actually looks at your heart and he actually loves you for you. So it starts with us. And it's like, now we shift the conversation. Like, how do we walk as women of God and attract the right man? Mm-hmm. And what do we need to not be doing to stop attracting the wrong man? And AKA also maybe doing things with him that we shouldn't.
Because I think that it is, Ash, thank you so much for bringing it there, because I think it's so easy for us bro, we are humbly speaking from experience. Please know this. We are humbly speaking
bro, I've
from
done experience. The worst thing.
I have always blamed... Y'all, if you knew me, BC Allie, I was saying the most awful things about men online. I had so much resentment in my heart towards men because I had been so burned over and over again by these men and these guys that I was either dating or whatever. And it was like, I had so much resentment in my heart towards men, y'all. And it was because I was broken. Like, I was broken. I literally was attracting the wrong men. Mm-hmm. So I'm so grateful that you brought that up because I was so full of myself. I had so much ego. I was so filled with ego, being like, Allie, you're amazing. Allie, but, like, you're the best. No, but, like, you deserve an amazing... Like, screw these men. They just don't know what they have. Wow. Which, like, okay, maybe a piece of that is a little true. But honestly, sister, like, what... We need to change what we're doing, like, inward and outwardly. Because the things that I was doing online would only attract men whose only true intentions would be my body.
To get in your pants.
To get me naked, bro. Like, yeah. That
that's what you were starting with.
But I didn't want to see that. And I didn't want to admit that.
Ah!
I didn't want to admit that.
I can't right
I'd be
now.
Like, well, I can't be sexy and be treated well? No.
Oh, wow.
Allie, actually, no.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
Because if you're dressing like that online or if you're dressing like that at these bars, like, there was one time where I'd gone out to a bar and a man literally, like groped me. Like, he literally, like, touched me as he was going by at this bar. And I was so livid. But, like, Allie, where are you right now? What kind of environment are you in right now? And also, yeah, it's the message. It's the message of what we're giving with those outfits. Yeah. And it's like, you just are going to attract awful men when you dress that way. And so it comes inward first. Like, what am I doing to attract these kind of men?
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing? Like, really heart check. Reevaluate
and
what
needs
doing.
To be fed. What insecurity needs to be fed?
Let that I Jesus keep, patch that.
That I keep letting. That's like because it's also like
I need
to let it go. I had insecurity that was being fed.
Me too.
And it felt good.
I needed validation.
It felt good.
I needed validation, but it's also so temporary.
Yeah.
Like you feel validated in maybe that hour or that night, and like you said, the next morning you wake up and you feel awful about yourself.
Yeah, they don't text you. They ghost you. You never hear from them again. They go and be with someone. They like literally go date someone. Date your friend. They're like, wait, I thought
they
you
go
liked.
And date your freaking best
it's
friend.
It's just like weird.
Ew, it's just weird. Awful. So honestly, y'all, we
it's
really
it's protection.
It's protection. So we hate to say it, but like, it really does start from within,
from us. It starts with us.
And honestly, that bleeds out into every aspect of your life. You don't feel like you have great friends? Okay, we need to reevaluate.
Yeah, where are you going for those friendships?
Right. Like, what? Where are you going for those?
Where are you looking?
Where are you picking up these friends, bro? You know. Okay, so dressing modestly.
Like, how do... Okay.
Questions.
So, what are... How do we start? if it is about... If we can kind of take the baton back and go, all right, what can we do to have accountability here?
Right.
Then what do we do differently?
Right.
I think we can even talk about our own stories. What do we need to throw away?
Yeah.
What did we need to stop doing? What kind of guys do we have to stop entertaining?
Yeah.
Like, I think we need to get that deep about it because there are some girls where I believe right now you are listening to this on purpose. God is like, I love
of y'all.
You so much, my sis.
I feel it.
God is looking at you saying, I love you so much, my daughter. I don't want you being treated like trash anymore.
Yeah.
I have an amazing man of
you're
God for you, but I'm not going to put him in your life where you're at right now.
Mm.
Like, no. No, he doesn't even deserve this version of you. You gotta, come on, girl.
Yeah.
Get up, know your worth. I have a great purpose. I have a great plan for you, but it's not gonna happen with this right now.
Yeah. It's like I had a false sense of like confidence and worth before. Like this was my mentality, was like, you're worth it, sis. You got this. Like you're the gem, you're the prize. But it was twisted though.
Yeah.
Like I still feel that way about myself now, but it's so different. It's like, no, but, like, I don't need to show off my body to feel that way. Like, all I need is Abba. Like, all I need is Jesus. And he literally makes me feel so beautiful. Like, I wear so much less makeup now. I literally dress like a cutie little mom.
What she's wearing is giving modest, cute fit.
It is cute. It's Free People. And I really, guys, I know Free People's really expensive. But, like, bro, they be slaying with the freaking...
They have great, long, modest
They do
dresses.
Have great, modest pieces
they
that
do.
Are still cute.
They do.
Okay, I keep taking this off track. But Ash, what were you saying? You were asking a question.
I just think we can now talk about like how
do we do it?
How can we do it?
Yeah.
How do we do it in a way that honors God?
To be honest, I feel really grateful that I am in a place now in my life where I can speak on modesty, because I feel like for a really long time in the beginning of my journey, because y'all know I've only been saved for a little over a year, like probably the first like 6 to 8 months of my journey, I was not dressing modest. Like, I definitely was still posting bikini photos, but I didn't know. Like, bro, I was the... Stop. This is so cringy. I would legit... No, it's not. We have grace for her, Allie. Stop it, enemy. Yeah. I would post bikini pictures of me, like, in Hawaii, and it's giving, like, cutie pie. It's not giving, like, sexy, but, like, I am still in a bikini. And then I would, like, put a Bible verse in my bio. The description. Like, in the caption. So there's grace, okay? There is a sanctification process, and it really does come with learning, okay? I think my modesty... It wasn't like an overnight thing. So I think also giving yourself grace right now, if you've been running around telling everybody about how good Jesus is and you are a Christian and you do love him, but maybe you haven't been dressing the most modest, that's okay. We have grace for her. But I think that like the biggest thing for me is, I don't know, I was kind of learning what my style was anymore. Can we, like, I didn't even know how to, because, like, my style was so identified and rooted in, like, showing my skin.
That's so real.
I was like, wait, what am, like, what is my
fashion? Then what do
like,
I wear?
What's my,
do I wear a garbage bag?
But, like, who am I? You know what I mean? Like, when you're, like, trying to find yourself in Jesus and he's, like, you know, slowly revealing, like, who you are, who you've really been this whole time, I'm like, wait, but, like, what? What would Allie wear if it wasn't to, like, show off my skin? You know what I mean? And so there is a little bit of, like, a learning process with, like, finding your style while also being modest. I feel like core for me has been, like, the lace long sleeves under everything. Like, That is such a core Allie. Like, I have been obsessed with it. I'm like, if there's a vest that's, like, a little too low cut, I'm like, oh, perfect. I put a lace top underneath. Like, it's perfect. But, yeah, I think it's, like, it's fun, though, because... In the beginning, I really did feel like, oh, okay, so now I just have to wear, like, baggy tees all the time. Which, bro, I do thrive in a baggy tee and baggy jean moment.
So does Emmy Moore.
Emmy Moore, bro, she slays the baggy, like, baggy unisex, like, men's clothing. But it's such also, a vibe.
She found out. She's like, what is Emmy like? Like, I like style. That. It's like finding your personal style is everything that you just talked about.
Yeah, and it's fun. But it's like a process. So, but it doesn't have to be like that. Like, it doesn't have to be now, okay, great. So now I don't get to feel cute anymore. I have to wear, like, baggy freaking clothes. I have to wear a garbage bag everywhere I go.
Yeah, like, and I can't even show that I, like, have boobs.
Right, okay.
So, like, should I just, like, not have boobs, I guess? No, seriously, though. Like, there's also a lie that, like, you can't even show that you have a figure.
And there's that other side of the spectrum.
There's, like, two extremes here. Mm. Where's the middle ground? Mm. How can a godly woman dress? What would Proverbs 31 wear?
Yeah.
Like, how... And I don't think that God's saying, don't have boobs.
Don't have a figure.
Don't have a figure. I think God made us in his image. He made women to be so beautiful. We are beautiful.
Yeah.
We are captivating. Yeah. We are not to be wearing trash bags or, like, super oversized stuff all the time, unless you love that.
Because I do be loving
because
that.
Because I love oversized. But I think it's like, how do we dress? And I actually have a ticking thing that's helped me with this. Like, I think the Lord gives you discernment.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are the moments where I'm about to leave the house and my father, heavenly dad, is like, my girl. And you know, the viewers here, they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You're about to leave. You look cute. You know, look like.
There might be something, though, that's
you feel the Spirit of God saying, but girl. And you're like, oh, but I look cute, Lord. I look cute. And I've had to have moments where I'm like, God, I look really cute, though, and I look good. Like, I look good in this, Lord. And he's like, I know you do. But no.
That's so true.
Being like, honestly, guys, that's going to take you having a relationship with the Lord, building that. I believe if you have the Holy Spirit in you, God's going to check you. He's going to check your heart.
That's the only reason I ever became modest. It wasn't people lecturing me.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
It wasn't people lecturing me. It wasn't even, I mean, maybe there were some people online being like, then that's not right. But I the closer I became to God, the more I heard his voice in things. Which also included modesty.
Yeah.
He convicted me of that. He did. He convicted me of modesty. He convicted me of my drinking and my casual wine that I would have. Like, literally.
Yes.
He's taken all of it out of my life.
Can I ask you, what did that feel like? Because I feel like girls are like, so how do I know if he's convicting me? Mm-hmm. Like, how do I hear God's voice? We talk about that. But, like, how did you know?
That it was Abba?
That, like, Abba said, don't wear that top. Like, how do you know?
It's like, I don't want to say it's a feeling of guilt, but you do kind of feel like, oh.
It's kind of like a check.
It's just a check. It's just a check. He's not, like, unkind about it. Like, it's not like he's like, are you serious, Allie? You're going to wear that? Haven't I taught you better than... Like, it's not manipulative. It's not unkind. But you do kind of feel like... Like, that's literally yes! the only way I can describe it. Is you hear this voice in your head that's like, are you sure? And then you're yes! like... And then you're like, okay.
Because it's giving dad.
No, it's giving dad.
It's giving, like, if you had a really healthy... Let's say you have an amazing father. Some of us don't, okay? But say earthly. You have an amazing...
We all earthly, have an amazing father. And heavenly.
Yes, but say... I know some of us have some fractured relationships with our actual dads. But say your dad is, like, literally, like, the most incredible man of God you've ever met in your life. Say... oh, I think if I'm wearing something around that dad...
He's going to say something. He's even going to just give you a look.
He's sometimes say, my girl, I love
he won't
you.
Even say anything. He'll just go,
no, you know, you.
Sometimes God don't even be saying nothing. He just goes, then you're like, okay, I'll go change that.
Because he loves us. He's like, I don't want you to get bad attention, and I don't want you to make your brother stumble, my girl.
Yeah.
You're about to be with your brother in Christ, and he's going to, you're going to about make him stumble.
Yeah. It's true. God isn't like being a meanie pants. Like, he literally just wants to protect you. It's kind.
And he wants to protect the
But
community.
I also feel yeah. him tell me, like y'all, and this is for all of us, but I do feel dad. I feel dad telling us that, like, we can still feel like women.
Yeah.
Because he did, like, so, like, what we were saying, like, he did make us beautiful. He made us with figures. And, like, it's okay. Like, I'm sure you can tell that I do have boobs right now, okay? I do have like, boobs.
I have boobs.
But it's not giving, here they are.
Yeah.
Like, you don't actually know what they look like.
Yeah.
They are there. All right, everyone stop. Okay.
Everyone
stop it.
But no, this
you
is
get it. It's like, there is a fine line. And so if you're having a hard time getting that discernment, spend more time with your dad because he'll tell you. And he will literally drop those moments and you will just get this discernment. Also, I'm going to use an example. When Ashley Jones was here, I wore one of my lace tops with overalls over it, but the side of it did come down a little bit where it, like, I was wearing a tan bra, and granted, you could see it, but I was like, but it's giving skin. Like, I was like this with it. I really wasn't sure. There was a little bit of a feeling that told me that I should really just put a tank top underneath it so it's not giving bra. Do you get what I'm saying? But I came downstairs and I asked Ashley Jones. I was like, how do we feel about this? And she was like, tank top. Mm. And I was like, I knew it. But even sometimes, like, if there are people in your life, like, godly besties who you know hear from God and have a relationship with him and love God, like, I trust my people's discernment, too. So even if you need guidance from other people, like, a little extra guidance, like, I would do, I'd be like, Ash, is this too, like, be honest. Like, what does dad say? Mm-hmm. Like, help me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that that's also, like, if you're new to this, like, well, hopefully that's what we can be here for y'all right now, too, is just help with that guidance. But even, like, if you need to ask your other sisters in Christ, like, mm-hmm. they'll be honest with you, mm-hmm. you know?
They will.
Like, I needed that in that moment. I was like, you're right.
Yeah.
You know? Like, maybe I could have gotten away with it, but it's giving bra. And, like, yeah. we don't need that to be showing.
Yeah.
But
and sometimes you're gonna mess up. Listen.
Yeah, bro.
Sometimes you're gonna miss the mark and you're gonna be at a party or you're gonna be at a Bible study. You're gonna be like, you know, you're gonna be at church. You're like, I don't think I should have worn this. You know, and you're just gonna be there and like you don't condemn yourself, but yeah. you learn and you yeah. go, okay, next time I'm gonna layer. Next time I'm going to maybe, you know, I'm just gonna toss this because this is way too tight.
Yeah.
Also, you know, I think wearing form-fitting things is great. Mm. Like, form-fitting is okay. There's, yeah. like, a way to wear... I love looking at, like, Sophia Richie style right now. Like, modest, it's like, so old money vibes. I don't know, but it's giving, like... It's giving fitted, but not, like, I'm showing everything. But, like, I'm gonna wear a top that... Like, I'm gonna wear a top. I'm not gonna wear a garbage bag. And yeah. so it's, like...
And I'm not showing, like, every nook and cranny of my body, you know? Like,
yeah.
again, you just got to have that discernment. There's a fine line. And I do believe that everyone has their personal convictions, too, where if you feel like even some tight, form-fitting stuff in tight... I just feel like it depends on where it's tight, too. You know what I mean? If it's really tight and it's accentuating parts of your body that are, like, it's giving lust...
Yeah.
Just, you'll have the discernment. Like, you'll have the discernment. As long as you're connected.
And pray for it. If you don't right now, yeah. just ask God.
Be like, God, help then. Like, I don't know. Like, what do I wear and what do I not wear? And again, like Ashley said, you're going to still probably slip up and mess up because we're human. But yeah. For the most part, I feel like 95% of the time, I feel very confident that the Lord would be like, this is a good outfit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And, like, have fun with your style. Have yeah. fun layering. Like,
it actually has been so fun to learn my style and, like,
yes.
yeah.
And I would also just challenge you. I actually think that we all, including myself, because, guys, I struggle with this, too, especially at the gym, you guys. I'll just be so honest. Like, I work out all the time, and the workout apparel is, like, not giving
modest. There's actually no options hardly at all for, like, modest workout clothing. And honestly, Ashley, yeah. I'll be so for real. I don't even know if I've crossed that bridge yet. Like, I feel very confident, for the most part, dressing modestly in, like, my everyday. But when it goes to the gym, I, like, actually don't know what to wear yet.
It's hard. It's super hard. And I think, like, for dudes, too, it's hard. Like, dudes who wear no shirt in the gym, like, just... nobody's business. It's like, it's just hard. So maybe that's another conversation, and honestly the Lord's teaching me that right now. But yeah. at least with, like, I think that we all need to pray. This is me humbly saying this as well. I need to pray this too. Abba Father, would you give us a stronger conviction on what we can wear and what would not yeah. what we can't wear
and what would not honor you?
Like, give us a strong conviction, Holy yeah. Spirit. We're allowed to pray that yeah. and then I truly believe the next week God's about to be convicting us.
Probably.
That's okay.
Y'all about to see us dressing so different to the gym.
Right? But, like, yeah. actually, Aloe Yoga has great options.
They do.
They do. Like, but now, I mean, okay, so modesty, what we attract. But what about the guys that we're letting in?
Who do we entertain?
Yeah, what about, like, the guys in your DMs, the guys that they're giving you attention, but, like, you know you gotta snip?
Can I be so for real? I feel like it also goes both ways.
Be real.
Okay.
Go there.
Should I?
Yeah.
Bro, if you be clicking on his Instagram and all he's posting is, like, his like, beach moments with him in the bros. Like, they're, like, all shirtless Still. On the beach. Like, obviously, they're going to be shirtless because they're on the beach. But, like, why? Like, it's giving that energy where he's just, like, he's, like, flexing at the gym. Like, there's no modesty there. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's giving very, like, lust about me, look at my body, look how ripped I am. Like, I just feel like it's also really important to have the discernment on what are his priorities just based off of his Instagram. If yeah. he's DMing you, like, what does his page look like? Is it all about him? Is it all about his body? Is it all about being buff? Is it all about showing off? Is he, like, out at bars? Like, it's just, like, what is the lifestyle giving? Like, the same way that a man, we're talking about the way that a man would be attracted to us and read us, is the same way you should be reading him. So, like, let's be so for real with ourselves right now and say, why am I attracted to this man? Is it giving lust? Is it giving figure? Does yeah. that make sense?
No, absolutely. Yeah. And honestly, I feel like I'm not even attracted to those guys anymore because the Holy Spirit has literally changed, like, that in
those
me.
Men, like, are only, like, trying to do one
thing.
They
kind of bring me, like, I kind of, like, get Gross. Repulsed because I'm like, I would never date a guy like that because I know that that man does not love Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, I think we gotta also pray, like, Lord, help me to guard my heart and to not entertain guys that are gonna feed some insecurity in me, even if it's a quick fix or...
Dude, it really comes down to discernment and humility.
Yeah.
Like, have the discernment, but also you have to be so humble where you allow the Lord to give you that discernment. Because if we are getting in our own way and acting egotistical and being like, oh, no, like, this is fine, or, like, I know what I want, or I don't know. It's just, like, you have to have the humility to know that, like, God knows more than you.
Yeah.
So if he's giving you the discernment about a guy that you're, like, really excited about, but for some reason you're getting this gut feeling from the Lord that you're not supposed to be pursuing him, please put your ego and your pride aside and know that the Lord knows more than you do. And I don't care how much you have your feelings all wrapped up with this man. I don't care how much you are, like, so excited about him because he's so cute and, like, he got John 3:16 in his bio. Like, please follow that gut feeling because it is called discernment from Jesus. Follow it. He knows way more than you. Do not trust your feelings. It's giving Emmy Moore faith over feelings. Please have faith in that feeling that God is giving you over how freaking cute he is and how excited you are and how many fantasies you've had about you guys, like, walking in a park together and going to dinner and having children and getting married. Like, literally rebuke all of that and trust the discernment and the feelings that God is giving you.
I feel that.
Because I've lived it.
That was good.
I would ignore God's voice because I'd be like, oh, but he's so cute, God. Ellie.
That's literally the TikTok that we did.
But he's so cute.
It's like, did he love
Jesus? Oh, but he's so handsome.
He's really cute, actually.
Allie, he doesn't love Jesus.
Yeah.
Allie, he is not your husband. Because you deserve a man who loves Jesus.
But, like, we've all been there, my girl.
Yeah.
We've all been there. I've been there. I struggle with that all the time.
Yeah.
It's real.
It's real.
But we just gotta pray that we have hearts to have a heart for the men of God out there. Like, yeah. And, like, listen, maybe you're single longer.
Hey, we're also both actively sitting here and talking about this all while we're still single.
Yeah, maybe
it does that make us more qualified? Like, we're sitting here fully waiting for marriage, fully dressing modest, and we actually haven't even seen our husbands yet. But we have what? Starts with an F.
The faith?
We have Fantas? We have Fantas? We have faith, sister. We do. We actually really do have faith. We really do.
And again, it brings it back to, like, I'd rather be...
Come on.
I'd rather get the attention.
We ain't getting a lot of attention.
One man's a God out there who's going to say, I've found my missing rib.
Come on.
Than hundreds of boys who are just going to use me.
Yep. Because we felt that and we know what it feels like and it's awful. And also, this is getting kind of random, but not really. I guess I wish I said this earlier when we were talking about having sex before marriage, because I just really want to say this, because this was I'm just thinking of all the lies that I would tell myself, like, yeah. BC Allie, of like why it was okay.
Or like, I'm not going to listen to this because they don't understand, because they didn't do that, because it's like, no, literally, guys, we didn't.
No, I'm going to tell you every single lie that I told myself that I know some of you guys are telling yourselves too is, okay, so how about that stupid lie that either people would say to you or you would tell yourself that if you don't have sex with this man before marriage, like, what if you get married and then the sex is awful?
Let's talk about that.
Okay. Because I would buy into that. I'd be like, well, you gotta... No, actually, I never said this. This is gross. But this is what people would say. They'd be like, well, you gotta... Do you test drive a car before you buy it? Ew. I could literally vomit in my mouth that people would say that. But it's giving that type of energy where it's like, well, how do you know that we're... How do I know that we're compatible?
Sexually compatible.
How do we know that we're sexually compatible if we're not doing it before marriage? I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm going to go there right now. I hope everyone is 13 years and older, because maybe this is getting a little PG-13. But the Lord created sex. He wants to bless you in your marriage. That includes the bedroom. He wants you to enjoy that. That is another intimate, beautiful part of your marriage. It's not just the emotional connection. It's not just the physical connection. He wants that to be special. He wants that to be special. So that whole lie from the world that, like, oh, well, if I don't do it before we get married, like, the Lord literally knows what he's doing when he puts two people together, okay? And when I say he knows what he's doing, it's, like, from every aspect of the relationship. So you don't need to be worried that you're going to marry a man who can't, like... That you guys aren't compatible in the bedroom. Like, that's so silly. Like, the Lord wants you to be madly in love with each other, and he wants you to enjoy that together. Mm-hmm. He wants you to have children. He wants you to be, like, just intertwined and one. That's marriage. One body. Like, he wants that.
Yeah.
It's just a lie. It's just a lie.
Yeah.
It's a lie to get you to do the
thing.
From
the enemy.
It's from the enemy, bro. Yeah. He's like, yeah, but what if you get married and it's awful?
Yeah, it's
or weird. What if you get married and you guys just, like, don't mesh and you're not compatible? That is so gross.
Also, you got your whole life to become compatible. You have your whole life to have sex with one person. You don't think you're going to get good at it?
Okay.
You don't think you're gonna learn how to please one another in that way?
Yeah.
Like, you have your whole life.
Yeah. Why do you have to practice? Like, it's just wrong. It's just wrong. And it's so backwards.
It makes it, honestly, I cannot, like, we have both had sex.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm not even gonna, like, I'm just gonna be real. Because I'm so tired of people not being real about
this. Guess what? Guess what? We have.
You're
so funny.
However, I am so excited
to
be able to give this gift to my husband. And I am so excited that I've been celibate and I have... It's giving, like, more special now.
Come on.
It is, like, I can't wait till I meet my man. Ooh. I can't wait till I get married because I actually have a gift to give my dude.
Well, let's debunk another lie from the enemy, which is, like, but I'm not a virgin anymore, so, like, how could that be a gift? Like, I've already given myself, so I might as well just...
Oh, let's debunk it.
Let's debunk it, Ash. What would you say to that lie?
I would say you're worth it.
I would say you're born again, honey. I would say you're made new in the image of, like, God, like, Jesus. That's what he died for. You are made new. I'm sorry, but that version of Allie who was having premarital sex, who was dressing him up, she is dead. She does not exist anymore. So, yeah, it is still special. It is still special because I'm literally born new again. Yeah. Like, I got a second chance through Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Because it is a gift. I'm new in Christ. And honestly, some people who aren't Christian could look at that and be like, y'all delulu. Like, I'm not saying I didn't do it, but it is still special because I'm never going to do that again and I am completely made new. Like, I am not that person at all anymore. Like, my husband gets this Allie.
Yeah.
Not that one. I don't identify in that anymore.
No, same
actually. I don't. I'm not saying I'm a virgin, but I'm not her.
But it's like, she literally died.
This is special.
That girl died.
Because this is me.
Yeah, that's you. And also, that's encouraging for every single girl to hear, like, the girl who even maybe you had sex last night.
Yeah.
Okay? Guess what? If you are made new in Christ, like, you are a new creation, the old is gone, the new is here, period. Mm. His mercies are new every single morning. You know, God literally, there was one night where, like, I was just done. I got treated so badly by this guy. I am telling you, it was like the lowest of the low. And I think some of us, we just need to get to that point for us to make this lifestyle change. But I remember, like, it was this one night, it's this one moment where, like, I got treated horribly. And it was just, that was it for me. I was like, you know what?
I don't this is actually like this
the last straw. I feel like absolute trash right now. I'm never going back. And it was like the moment that I just I confessed my sin, I repented, I turned to God. It was like slate wiped. I did not go back and do it, go back to my old lifestyle after that.
Wow.
Like, it took many falls to get, but I don't know why, but it's like sometimes that one thing, that like one time you get mistreated, it just like sends you over the edge where you're like, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm actually done. I'm never going back to that old lifestyle. And if that is you right now, like, you get to actually move forward and never look back. You get to never text that guy again, actually block his number. You get to literally, like, move forward, know your worth. Don't ever wear that kind of stuff again. You don't even need to go out to the bars again looking for this.
Mm-hmm.
You get to literally move forward. Don't look back.
That's so
good. Don't look back. This is your sign. Don't look back. Mm-hmm. Wait for your man of God. He is out there.
Yeah.
Wait for him.
Yeah, you deserve it.
You deserve it. You are a dime.
Yeah.
You are a prized possession. You are meant to be found. You're the wife. You're the missing rib.
That's so
we just broke some chains.
Come on. In the name of Jesus right now.
Like, some girl needs to hear there is no shame.
Yeah.
Like, you are not going to let the enemy tell you that you are just a waste, that you are a piece of trash because of what you have
What you've through. Done. You are not defined by your past.
No. No. That's a lie.
Yeah.
You are made new. That person's dead.
Yeah. I'm glad she's dead.
She's literally in the grave, fam.
Because I love how I feel now. Oh my gosh, can we just, like, brag about our God? Like, how good it feels to just only be validated by him? Whoa. It's so... No, please. Honestly, I would be single for the rest of my life. What, Allie? Like, the fact that I could say that now, I literally am like... I mean, of course I really want to get married and I would, like, love children. But, bro, all I need is Jesus.
Yeah. How do we get validated from just him? Like, as we're waiting for that man... And honestly, just period. How do we just continually get our validation from the Lord? Because even when we get married, our husband is not going to be able to fill that void.
No. No. And honestly, the reason I'm sitting here not married yet was because that was my life. Like, that legitimately was my life. Like, I was idolizing my future husband. I was idolizing my marriage. I literally was like, I treated it as if it was going to be the thing that would completely complete me. And so... I do think that as long as you're in that mindset, it's going to be very hard for you to have a successful or healthy marriage because you cannot put your husband in a place that only Jesus can fill. That is why the Lord has had to work on me this last year and a half or so, like, and prep my heart, because all of my life, like, since I was like freaking 16 or 15 years old, I always dreamed about being a wife and having a family, but my heart posture was not right. Like, my heart posture was like, this man's gonna complete me. It's giving, like, other half, you know, like, my better other half. And it's like, no, sister, you are whole through Christ, you know? And it's also like, it's like the Lord loves marriage because like we both together glorify God so much, but it's not about like you two completing each other. It's about like, it's giving team. You know what I mean? It's giving partners in Jesus. Like it's about glorifying God. It's teamwork, you know? Like it's like, okay, team, like love you. You're my bestie now. And we're going to pursue Jesus together and like have a family and make have disciples. Lineage and and make disciples. Like it's all for God.
Yeah. But it's not like you get married and then it's like, oh, finally I have my worth.
What?
No.
No. I already got that. You like, you should already have that in Jesus.
And when we as women decide, I'm going to find my worth in Jesus, period. When that man of God comes into your life, he's going to be so relieved that you are not looking to him to fill every void in your heart.
And honestly, you're going to feel just as relieved too, knowing that he's secure in Christ.
Like, it's actually going to be the healthiest marriage.
It's going to be so healthy. Yeah. And also, I'm going to say it, he's going to be so in love with the fact that you are so in love with Jesus. Like, because of the way that you are so secure in Christ, he's going to be obsessed with that. Because of how, I know that whoever my husband is, just seeing him so obsessed with Jesus is going to make me so obsessed with him. It's the love that, and the security that you will have in Jesus that's going to make him attracted to you. That's what it's going to be. Like, because Jesus is going to make you, I mean, he's renewed my heart, my soul, my everything. But it's also like, I know that whoever I end up marrying is going to adore me because of my love for Jesus. It's, it all comes down to your relationship with God. Like, it has to.
Yeah.
He's the one that completes you. And then that's what's going to attract all these incredible people in your life. Your husband, your future friendships, like your community, like all of it. Like what attracts these incredible people in your life is going to be the fact that you literally just radiate Jesus and you're obsessed with him.
Mm, wow. So we start now, ladies.
So just become obsessed with Jesus.
We start now.
And let him teach you. Let him teach you modesty. Let him teach you how to live out, you know, what is it? Celibate. Just be a virgin. Be a virgin.
It's honestly great.
Yeah. No. Oh, also,
I like, love not feeling bad about myself. Yeah. With like, I love it.
Also, like, genuinely. The lies of the world telling you that, like, you need to have sex because it's, like, healthy for your body. You do not need sex to live. Can I say it? You don't need sex to live. You are literally fine. Like, you will not die.
You're chilling. You're gonna be fine.
Hey, I'm chilling. I'm actually the happiest I've ever been. I'm no longer taking, like... Stop, Ellie, this is giving too much. This doesn't even have to go in the episode if it doesn't have to.
Pray about it.
Okay, I'll pray about it. But like, I'm not taking pregnancy tests. I'm not anxious.
No,
I'm
that's
not
real. Stressed. I'm so glad you said that. There's no anxiety.
I am no longer getting yeast
infections. You're not looking to see if this guy texted you or ghosted you. Like, it's giving peace.
No,
it's giving
so much peace.
Like, walk with the Lord and you'll be blessed. Like, Karu was saying this earlier. It's like, God doesn't set these precedents and these things in the Bible and in his word so that we just don't have fun. He actually sets it for us for our freedom.
Come on.
It's for freedom.
It's freedom.
Like, I feel free.
Everything that we're speaking on is freedom. Yeah. Like, we don't have to worry. We have no anxiety. Also, we have so much peace in our life because we don't have, like, men who have wrong intentions pursuing us. Like, there is so much peace with following what God says, y'all.
But it starts with us making the decision to put him first and to obey him. Yeah. And to say, you know what? I'm done being lukewarm. I'm done
dressing for the world.
Yeah, I'm done.
Like, I'm done doing what everyone else is doing. Because also, if you're surrounded by a bunch of people who are doing these things, you are going to feel like the oddball. But I'm telling you, that ain't normal. The behavior, like that is just not normal. That's not what we were made to do. I mean, how you know if we're not made to do something is if it goes against God's word.
Yeah. And against destruction. I think you get into enemy territory when you stop. When you start disobeying God, enemy runs. He has a field day. He says, all right, I'm going to send this person into your life. I'm going to make her feel this way about herself. Oh, I'm going to make her have this experience. Like, the enemy, when you're outside of these prayers, like the biblical parameters God has set, when you go outside, the enemy's like, field day. He's like, yes, now I'm going to send this person. I'm going to do blah, blah, blah. And he's like, literally wants to devour us.
Because it's all open doors that you have for him to just go nuts.
So don't even go there. Like, stay the straight and narrow. Like, keep your eyes on Jesus. Wait for your man of God. Pray. Say, God, I desire to have sex one day with a great man of God. You know you can pray that. You know you can pray that.
Pray that.
Bring that to the Lord. Say, God, I'm going to wait for my man of God. I'm going to choose to be celibate. I'm going to choose to believe that you have someone for me. Mm. Like, just believe And it's not going to be easy, but man, it will be worth it. There will be freedom.
It's going to be so worth it, y'all. And I can't wait for us to like all come back one day. All of us, including y'all. I can't wait for all of us to come back one day and give you a life update and say, we're so happy we waited because look at how great our husbands are.
Oh, I thought we were talking about heaven.
Oh, bro, even better.
What? No.
Wait, no, we were thinking even better. But I just mean, like, because we are speaking from a place where, like, we haven't seen the fruit yet. But aside from the peace.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Peace is fruit. Peace is fruit.
Okay, wait, foreshadow. What if one episode, like, in the future, I don't know. My man's is right here and her man's is right there. And we're literally doing, like a quad episode. Like, I are we seeing it? I'm seeing.
Can I just say that the peace...
We love you guys.
That the peace that the Lord gives you also brings so much joy. I've never been so happy in my life. I love this life. I just love this life. I think I like this life.
Okay, but here's the thing, you guys. I really hope that you guys don't feel condemned. Like, genuinely, we were like, okay, they want big sense.
No,
like,
I honestly, and I was coming in so serious in the beginning of this because I was scared.
I was scared too. We were like, so vulnerable.
I don't want anyone to take this the wrong way because I literally love you guys, everybody, anybody, everybody. I love everybody so much that I was like, I really hope we're not coming off as these like women who are like, stop dressing like that. But it's like, no, actually stop dressing like this because you're going to get so burned and hurt, babe. I'm telling you, I love you. I literally want to just hug you so tight right now and tell you that you need to stop dressing like this. You need to stop like going out to these bars and looking this way and acting this way. And like, even if you're the sweet, let me just say, even if you're just the sweetest little freaking gem lollipop cutie pie and you're dressing like that, it doesn't matter. You're still giving them a message that you are not a cutie, sweetie, little lollipop, adorable cutie pie.
I'm posting stuff.
Like, it's
just... Be careful what you post.
You just have to be so mindful with what you're putting out there because, like, what you put out is what you attract. Like, it doesn't matter how sweet and kind and how big your heart is. Like, I think I've always had a big heart.
That's low-key you. Yeah.
I've always had a big heart.
Yeah.
But it's just like, but it didn't matter how big my heart was. Men were still going to take advantage of me because of how I was dressing and what I was displaying, you know?
Find you a man who looks at your heart.
And you will.
For your heart. It won't be every man. It won't be every man. Get ready for that. You're not going to get as much attention, but you will get the right attention. You will get the right attention from the right guy.
It's so good. Yeah, because also it's like, yeah, I love that you keep mentioning that where it's like, but be ready because sis, they're about to be dry.
Because
the DM's about to be dry.
They might dissipate. Like, they might just...
You might be like, hey, so does anyone like
me? So am I invisible? No, I'm kidding.
So am I, like, not beautiful?
No, no.
That's the enemy. That's literally the freaking enemy.
I know that our girls are laughing with
that. Oh, okay, so I'm, like, I'm ugly. Great.
No, but because you're going to be seen by, one, your Heavenly Father, and two, you're going to have some cute fits because you're going to find your personal style.
You
and
will, babe.
Three, you're going to be, when you meet your man, you're going to know. You're just going to know.
And also, y'all, I'll just let you know, like, I've been, like, I've heard some words from some godly men, and they're like, I'm sorry, the reason I was attracted to my wife was because of the glow. It's giving radiant. It's giving Jesus.
Whoa.
It wasn't like, no, she dressed this way, or like, I mean, okay, I don't want to say that to, please still dress modestly. I'm not saying men notice that, but it's like they see the glow.
They see your heart.
They see you, babe.
Yeah,
they see you.
Your laugh.
Yes.
Like your eyes. Like they look at you.
Yeah.
Not your body.
Yeah.
An assignment, bro. I love this episode.
The way that I felt so anxious in the beginning, and honestly, that was just the enemy.
This is amazing.
Hey, I'm so proud of y'all. I, like, really genuinely feel it, like, in the spirit. I feel it right now that so many girls are, like, they're hype. They're like, all right, we're doing this. Like, we are literally changing. I'm done with this garbage.
Because why don't we just, like, literally wear the most slaying modest fits?
No, can we actually just shift culture right now? Can we start dressing modestly? But, like, bro, we're cute.
Like, let's be cute.
It's cute. We don't have to be boring. We don't have to be, like, stale. I don't know. I'm thinking of
We don't have to wear sweatpants every day.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We don't.
Yeah.
Let's wear cute outfits. Are we all in? I'm in.
I love a straight, like, baggy jean.
I think, hey, Allie, I'm just going to gas my girl up. Allie just started a Shop My page, and
true,
she's linking everything. So
including
if you need
this dress.
Did you already link it?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys need to follow my girl on Instagram and go to her Shop My.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ashley's got one, too, though. So, like, low-key, y'all, if you're trying to be like, what would Ashley wear? What would Allie wear? Just go to our Shop My's.
And then let's shift culture. Period.
Period. Being Christian doesn't have to be lame.
It can be cool.
We are cool Christians. I'm literally, I'm honestly more cool now. I say that all the time, but I'm like, I'm literally so much cooler and I'm so much more fun now. I am. Get in the presence of me now versus if you knew me before, bro, I'm way cooler now. And that's because of Yahweh.
He just makes you like cool, I guess.
He just makes you radiate, bro. I just love the Lord. I love God. Okay. Anyway. Well, we love you guys. Thanks for literally listening to all of this. And we are so grateful, truly, for the Lord just, like, using us right now to be big sisters and to help speak about this because no one's talking about it. Mm-hmm. So praise the Lord for this boldness that is only sent from Jesus. Thank you, God, for this boldness. Thank you for allowing us to just be straight vessels right now to pour into our sisters right now, God.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful for what was just done. Like, Whoa. This is so good.
Wow.
I'm so grateful. Hey, we love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Ashley, thank you for being here and being my sidekick in this. Like, low-key, I don't think I've done this by myself. I don't think you could have done this by yourself. I would have been taking the heat all alone, so
no, I'm really grateful. Bring the heat, fam. I'm not afraid. I'm just kidding. I actually don't think we're going to get heat because I think our girls are with us. I pray that anything that we said that was not from the Lord would just fall away. But I do
in the name
pray
of Jesus.
Right now in the name of Jesus that anything that was meant from the Holy Spirit for you to hear today would stick mm-hmm. and it would create life transformation and that we would all literally wear the cutest modest fits
together. We love you guys.
I'm excited.
Hey, could we just do one more thing too? Could we do something really cool today?
Tell me, Ellie.
Could we just like show somebody why Jesus is so cool today? Could we walk a little bit more like Jesus? Like, let's just show somebody how cool Jesus is today. Let's show more of his compassion. Let's show more of his love. Let's show more of his empathy. Like, let's smile at somebody like Jesus would. You think about Jesus and how he smiles. Like, close your eyes. How would he smile? Smile like that to every single person you see today. Let's show someone how cool Jesus is. That's all. That's the only homework I have for you guys. But I love y'all. I will see you next Friday. Have an incredible week. And thank you for being here.
Bye, guys.
If you guys can't wait until next Friday for another episode, you are in luck. Subscribe to our Patreon where you will have early access to future episodes and occasional surprise bonus episodes. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok for more content. And if this episode spoke to you, please write us a 5-star review since it helps the podcast so much. We'll see you guys next time.